So we are interesting to know what's your point of view about the coming of the Olympics in Vancouver, Whistler, as residents of the downtown east side.
Well, from my honest feeling of as a Cree native, coming from the Cree world, you know, these 2010s is abomination on this planet to the poor people, you know. Because I believe in the poor people, I believe in the natives, and this is not good for overall society within the Vancouver nation, because it's distributing the riches to the rich and the poorest to the poorest. You got people sleeping all over the downtown east side right now, dying. It's a genocide right now. We're living in a genocide, and people are seeing the genocide within our society, and they don't care, because the mainstream media, which we call mainstream media, which is poison, they poison us every day with this media, but they are poisoning us every day with their mainstream media, telling us there's nothing wrong, but there is something wrong, man. There's people dying on the fucking streets every... I'm dying on the streets too, man. I'm dying every day, man. I don't know what to do anymore, you know? I got no place to go. I'm dying too. I'm part of genocide. My parents were part of this genocide from the Cree Nation, from Saskatchewan. We were died by the millions. We were raped. We were killed. We were genocidally fucking singled out by the churches for the past 400 fucking years, man. I'm sick of this shit, man. I'm not going to go through another genocide without saying anything. I'm going to be a part of the revolution. And it's going to start pretty soon. You know? I'm not putting up with this shit anymore. I'm not going to watch people die anymore, you know? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of people... watching people die, you know. People don't have to die anymore, man. Why not lift your people up, man? Lift everybody up, man. Don't put people down. Lift them up, you know, as brothers, as Canadians. We should all lift each other up. We shouldn't leave each other on the fucking streets like fucking animals. We're better than that, man. We don't have to do this shit, man. Let's lift each other up, man. That's all we gotta do, man. Till the day we die, that's what we're gonna do. Lift each other up. That's it. I wanna lift each other up, man. If I have enough fucking strength. Right, Dave?
Alright. Yeah, the corporate displacement of people who lose their rightful land is unacceptable and intolerable, and people should stand up and do something about it. Just like Mike said, you know, I see it every day too. Like probably 80% of the people down here are native, and I see dying, and there's not much viable options. Just slumlords and just dysfunction. But, a lot of people don't have families down here. I'm lucky I have families, but something should be done. It's not right.
What do you think we can do to fight against coming of Olympics and of destruction of
the people? We have to fight against the Zionist Jews that are against us right now, man. The Jews criminalize the poor. We're not criminals, we're Canadian fucking citizens. We've been here for fucking ever, you know? How can they criminalize us, man? They can't criminalize an Indian. Who in the fuck do these people think they are? They ain't gonna fucking do me in, man, without a fucking fight. These Zionist pieces of shit can go to fucking hell. I'll take them with me too, man. I ain't putting up with this shit anymore, man. I'm this close to fucking doing them in, man. And now I'm a terrorist. They're going to lock me up forever for fighting for my society, fighting for the poor. I fight for the poor every day. I go out there, you know, fuck. I go out there every fucking day and fight for these people. Every fucking day I fight for the poor. And who the fuck am I? I'm just a fucking piece of shit Indian that they fucking label. They labeled me a long time ago, man. But I'm gonna go down fighting on my feet, man. It's better to go down your feet than go down. This wise man said to me one day, he said, never forgive and never forget. Never forgive and never forget. They destroyed us all. How am I gonna forgive these fucking cocksuckers? I'll never forgive them. Never forgive and never forget. That's all you gotta do. I ain't fucking bowing down to nobody, man. I'm going down on my feet, man. Our mass media that we live under, that we watch every day with the news, they dumb us down. They occupy us. Listen to this. Well, they build fences around us. They're building fences around us as we speak. More cameras, more security guards, more cops. For what? The new world order is ruling this world right now as we speak. And I am the last of the last of the warriors to speak before the end times are here. You know what the end times are? It's when you have a fucking chip in your fucking arm, you got a chip in your fucking forehead, you got a chip in your hand. Cashless society, that's it, man. We are living in the end times right now, you know. And I'm going to raise an army in Saskatchewan that's going to fight this fucking cocksucker New World Order, man. They ain't going to stop me. They ain't going to stop my fucking belief or my religion. I'm going to keep this shit going, man. Because I'm fucking... I believe in right. I believe in good, man. And that's the way I'll die. But until then, I'll fucking raise an army, man. I have to raise an army. That's my purpose in my life. I have to raise this army before these guys do us in, man. You know, do you realize what's coming against us right now? The global enslavement. These people are so stupid, they pay for the global enslavement. They pay for the global enslavement of us. The global enslavement of us. Nobody's going to enslave me, man.
Do you think it's about Jewish Zionist or about capitalism? In general,
it's all about the Zionists, the Jews. Goebbels in Nazi Germany warned us against these people. Hitler warned us against these people. And they're in us right now, man. The fascists. We're under a fascist regime that wants to fucking put us down, put us into a police state, man. They want to build fences around us, and they're doing it as we speak every fucking day, man. Every fucking day. More cameras, more fences, more security guards, more cops.
But don't you think Hitler was also the head of the fascist regime in Germany?
Yeah.
In the 30s?
The people that we fought against, that we defeated back in 1945, were the people that took us overall. The neocons. The new conservatives rule the United States of America. In 2000, they wrote a paper, the new conservative paper, the new century for the American people. and they wrote they had to win multiple wars against multiple nations to put their force, their fascist force, against people. They wrote this in 2000, before 2001 happened. You know, these people are devil-worshipping assholes, man. Oppenheimer was a devil worshipper. John L. Hubbard, the head of Scientology, is a devil worshipper. The one that made the nuclear bomb, he's a devil worshipper, man. These people are evil, man.
Isn't that Ron L. Hubbard?
Ron L. Hubbard, yeah.
Yeah, the guy who wrote all these books.
Scientology. He's a devil worshipper.
Control
a
lot of
he worshipped the devil with Oppenheimer. These people are the most evil people on the history of the planet, and they rule us right now, Dave, you know? It hurts me. Every day I wake up, I look at Stephen Harper, I look at Gordon Campbell, the premier of BC. He's hooked up to Arnold Schwarzenegger, the government of the United States of America, in California. He's shaking his hand and making deals with that cocksucker. They gave away all the rights for our major rivers in our province. Do you realize that?
Yeah,
hey,
I heard that.
These people come up here, they fucking sell us our rights for more money. Can you believe that, Dave? I can't believe these people, who they think they are, man. They sell us our power for double the price, and we take it. We should be a self-sufficient nation, man. We shouldn't depend on these fucking neoconservative fucking American fucking Nazis, man. But nobody knows any better anyway. The rest of the mainstream media is a bunch of fucking retards, man. Brainwashed retards. And I'm all alone fighting these fucking people. I'm happy you guys showed up. At least you guys believe in me.
Have you heard also about urban reserves in Saskatchewan?
You ever hear of eugenics? They sterilized 40% of the natives in America in the last century. And they've been practicing sterilization up here in Canada too. You know, it was
eugenics?
Eugenics, yeah. Do you ever hear some of the elders, the native elders speak? They speak of terrorists coming to get them in the middle of the night. RCMP officers with guns coming to kidnap Native kids, eh? Take them to residential schools and sterilize them and rape them. Kill them. I don't want to be a part of this fucking country anymore, man. If I had enough money, man, I'd build my own spaceship and get the fuck out of here, man. I had enough of this shit, man. Hey, Dave. Let's just build our own spaceship and get the fuck out of here. I had enough of this shit, man. We can't beat these Nazis, man. How can we beat them, man? They got mass media behind them. They've been practicing propaganda for the past fucking... since 2001. They've been practicing this propaganda against us, man. They're a new world order, man. Their agenda is on the table. And we're going to become the new, the North American Union. The only people that can help us is the French. If we can get enough fucking French crazy motherfuckers over here to help us, we can do it, man. Because like I said, my auntie was from Longueuil, Quebec. And my cousins in Longueuil, Michael Dubé, Marty Dubé. The French have to come and help us, you know. They have to come teach us a better life. I believe in you people, you know. I believe in you guys with all my heart, man.
Don't you think that the French participated to the colonization of
Native people?
Of Native people?
Yeah, they helped us.
Don't you think they participated in the genocide, I mean?
No, they didn't.
Like with the missionaries and with the Inquisition?
The church.
Well, overall, they...
Well, both of them used natives, both sides, I think, the English and the French. And then, after they're done using them, they fucked them around.
Really?
Only because they had, like, Iroquois and then...
Yeah.
They created alliances, right? The French had alliances and the English had alliances.
Yeah, the Iroquois were with them.
Iroquois was, I think, English and... I'm not sure exactly.
And the so-called...
There was Mohawks who were on the side and with French. Hurons got disseminated and whatever.
And when there was the Oka crisis, they used, in Quebec, they used the Army of Canada against...
The government of Quebec destroyed this fight.
But anyways, I'm against the New World Order, man. I'm against the Trilateral Commission, the fucking Council on Foreign Relations, the Illuminati, the fucking... You know, I believe in freedom. And until that... Well, maybe Louis Riel fought it pretty good there in Saskatchewan, man. Because Louis Riel fought pretty good before they struck him down. But, you know, I'll fight beside Louis Riel and his... I'm with Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Go to those websites, man. The end of free speech is in mid-2010 when they censor the internet. They turn it to Internet 2. Internet 2, which is run by corporations. And the free will of humanity is shut down.
End of the earth.
The end of us.
And the
Yeah. Do you guys want to join my revolution? You want to join my army?
You're already in the revolution.
You want to join my army, though? I'm serious. Really? You're part of my army, or what?
Of our army?
We'll free the free world.
Free the world.
Till we die.
Yeah.
I'll go down with you guys, man. I'll go down with you, eh? Till my last breath, I'll die with you. Against this fucking New World Order piece of shit. Fucking goofball Nazi fucking fascist fucking assholes, man. We have to fight these people now. We can't wait till fucking tomorrow or next day, man. We gotta fight these guys.